Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. T-Mobile confirms 7.8 million current users and over 40 million past or prospective customers who applied for credit had information stolen in a data leak. This data included names, dates of birth, and social security numbers. The company is offering impacted parties 2 years of identity protection services. Live streaming site OnlyFans, which had just released apps for mobile that feature only safe-for-work content, announced it will prohibit sexually explicit content from the platform entirely starting in October. The not-safe-for-work version of the platform will still allow nudity. OnlyFans says the change is being made at the request of its banking partners and payout providers. Those providers often exert pressure, generally behind the scenes, to keep from processing payments for sexually explicit materials. At the company's AI Day, Tesla announced a 68-inch tall humanoid robot called the TeslaBot, which uses autopilot cameras and Tesla's full self-driving computer to operate. A presentation slide said TeslaBot is designed to handle dangerous, repetitive, boring tasks. CEO Elon Musk said a prototype will likely be ready in 2022. Facebook announced an open beta for Horizon Workrooms, a VR meeting space app for the Oculus Quest. Workrooms supports up to 16 people meeting in VR, with 34 other people able to join in video calls without a headset. Workrooms supports screen sharing from a desktop, includes a note-taking app in VR, as well as virtual whiteboards. Apple appealed a copyright decision it lost to Corellium, which makes simulated iPhone software that security researchers and others may use to examine how the devices function. Apple makes a version of its software available to security researchers, but it is more restricted than what Corellium offers. Apple previously settled most of the claims with Corellium out of court. Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos-founded aerospace manufacturer, has sued NASA for awarding SpaceX a $3 billion contract for the next lunar lander. A company spokesperson told The Register, Blue Origin filed suit in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims in an attempt to remedy the flaws in the acquisition process found in NASA's human landing system. The company alleges NASA originally promised to fund development of multiple landers, but instead picked only SpaceX's proposal. Toyota plans to cut production by 40% in September due to the ongoing global chip shortage. Plant shutdowns will mostly occur in Japan, impacting production of RAV4, Corolla, Camry, and Lexus ES vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened a formal investigation into Tesla's autopilot driving system. Of the 31 investigations by the NHTSA into crashes involving autonomous driver assistance systems since 2016, 25 involved Tesla autopilot, with 10 deaths reported. According to a Walmart job listing, the company is looking to hire a cryptocurrency and digital currency product lead, senior director. This position will be tasked with developing the digital currency strategy and product roadmap, as well as identifying further investment and partnership opportunities in crypto. MasterCard announced, beginning in 2024, it will no longer require a magnetic stripe on partner credit cards in Europe. The US will have until 2027, and the rest of the world until 2029. All magnetic stripes will be gone from MasterCard debit and credit cards by 2033, as cards will all be chip or contactless tech like NFCs by then. Colonial Pipeline is sending letters to over 5,800 current and former employees, warning them their personal information was breached in the DarkSide ransomware attack back in May. The company is offering victims of the hack 2 years of credit monitoring and identity restoration services, while urging victims to check their credit reports for unauthorized activity. Samsung confirmed it will stop showing ads in its default apps, Samsung Weather, Samsung Pay, and Samsung Theme. The company said an update to One UI to remove the ads will be ready later this year. Nikkei's Asia sources say surges in COVID-19 have disrupted plans by Apple, Google, and Amazon to shift production from China to Vietnam. Google's Pixel 6 and Apple's latest AirPods and upcoming MacBooks were reportedly intended to shift to Vietnam by now. Smart home products from Amazon, recently shifted to Vietnamese production, have also faced delays due to a surge in cases. According to China's National Bureau of Statistics, the country's integrated circuit output increased 41.3% to 31.6 billion units in July, setting a new monthly record. For 2021 so far, China's output is up 47.3% on the year to 203.6 billion units. And newly unredacted documents from the Epic Google lawsuit show in 2019, Google ran a premier device program, which offered Android OEMs a greater share of search revenue if they didn't ship devices with third-party app stores, increasing the share from 8% to 12%. Some OEMs like LG and Motorola also received 3% to 6% of money spent in the Play Store as part of the program. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.